Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, big show today. We've got a mixtape coming your way at 3:45. If you missed the beginning of the show, your categories today is we play with Jake the Phone Snake. tell me you don't listen without telling me you don't listen.
If you're going to intro him right.
Jake the Phone Snake Jeffries, here are your categories today. If you had but one metal song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would that song be? You just want a ticket to a private show with 50 other people in an intimate setting. What band or artist do you have headline that show? Remember, it's not the song we're looking for. It's the band or artist that we're looking for.
So it can be a solo artist?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. And then you're having a deep, wet kiss while ocean waves gently splash over you and your significant other.
Just like From Here to Eternity.
Say it again slower, Parks.
Please.
So we will play that at 3:45. At 4:45, we will do the annual opening of the cranberry sauce can. Jake's going to take care of that for us.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you should be. Sam, can you give everybody an example of what that does sound like?
Sure, give me a moment.
You probably had one this morning right before you got in the shower.
If what you had this morning sounds anything like this, you need to call a doctor.
Yeah, you need to go to urgent care.
Stand by.
Okay, stand by.
It's the anticipation.
Okay. Louder is better. It's always better.
Mm-hmm. And I can't make it any louder than
and
that.
And then at 5 o'clock, we will do gratitude.
You got to push.
I think that was a problem. You pushed too hard. And then at 5 o'clock, we're doing Gratitude Wednesday, which is the last hour before Thanksgiving that we do every single year. What are you grateful for? Tell me something good, to borrow a phrase from Fox 4 in the mornings. List is out of the best U.S. retirement cities. Would you care to guess?
How many are in Florida?
Two in the top five. Check that. Three in the top five.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Like a Boca?
Mm-mm.
No?
Think bigger. Think your favorite city.
Orlando?
Number one.
Is number one?
Mm-hmm.
I should have known that because my son's trying to get an apartment there.
Tampa.
Number five. Yes, sir.
How about that? Is Miami a top five?
Four.
Wow.
I've been to Miami.
What kind of seniors are we talking about here? Turn it up.
Clearly. Have you ever been to Miami?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going back.
It's a wild place, even at noon on a Tuesday.
It's a giant metropolitan area, so there's a lot of places in, quote-unquote, Miami that are more sedate and suburban and retirement friendly.
See, I'm going to take issue with some of the cities on this list Number two, by the way, is Scottsdale, Arizona. Not a surprise at all. Number three is Minneapolis.
As a retirement place?
When I get old, I don't want to be cold. Rhyme intended. Number six, and I love this city. It's vibrant. It's packed. But when I think of retirement, I think I'm going to slow it down a notch. I'm going to ride around in a golf cart in my neighborhood.
Like easy semi-country living.
Yes. Like, I'm not surprised that Casper, Wyoming is number 10.
Now that makes sense.
Small town.
Slow the world down.
Yep.
Not attached to your phone.
Nope. Number six, Atlanta.
Atlanta's not good for anything. Retiring, living, being living, born.
Being in traffic.
Did you just say being born?
Yeah.
Vegas is number 11.
It's because of all of the suburban-type development that has happened around these giant city centers, like Atlanta or Miami or Vegas.
So you're saying like a Lee's Summit or a Shawnee.
Yeah.
Or Liberty, mm-hmm. if Kansas City was on the list.
Right.
Which, by the way, Kansas City doesn't even make the top 15. And number 14, a city I will go to before I die, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I've been there. It's a good city. It's a good sports town.
One of their metrics is probably the medical infrastructure in the area. And so you're going to have bigger hospitals, et cetera, in the bigger cities.
This was the year, and we're going to fail because I'm putting a daughter through flight school right now. This was the year I was supposed to go to Pittsburgh and watch my first ever Steelers game in Pittsburgh.
Which would be fantastic.
Don't blame your daughter. It was Aaron Rodgers' fault.
No, actually, I can't stand the guy, but as long as he's their quarterback, I'm going to like him for now.
Okay. By the way, Texter, I wasn't like dissing people born in Atlanta. I was dissing Atlanta.
No, I think you were dissing both.
No, just Atlanta. You came to Kansas City. You're obviously a good person.
Have you ever been to Atlanta?
I have. It's horrible.
Which part of Atlanta? It's a giant metropolitan area.
I didn't make it very far.
I think Atlanta's nice. It's just too busy.
I was just saying, I've never been to Atlanta. I've been through Atlanta, and it's
maybe that's the problem I've had as well. Because for me, it was a passing through thing, and it took way too long.
And it was
long.
Annoying because the traffic there is annoying.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic is absolutely awful. But if you're staying in like, and it's a kind of a ritzy part of town, it's like the Plaza on steroids. If you stay in Buckhead. Which is, it's not a suburb, it's a district in Atlanta. Buckhead is really nice.
Sandy Springs, and there's all kinds of areas around Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a metro.
But if you live in Buckhead, you've got the money to not be frustrated by anything. Because you skip traffic in your helicopter.
You have the money to not have to go to the grocery store and have it delivered to your home.
Someone's doing that for you.
Yes, absolutely. I had a friend who lived in Buckhead for many years. You know who I'm talking about. He had a beautiful home. It was an Italian, like Mediterranean style home.
A villa.
It was a villa.
He served a Grey Poupon.
We did eat Grey Poupon when we would go to his home. That is correct. And people served us drinks. We didn't have to go get them.
In the house?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
The man had money.
Wow, sounds like Western Shawnee. Yeah.
He lived in Buckhead, and Lisa Left-Eye Lopez did not burn his house
no,
down.
No, she did not. Chiefs play tomorrow against the Dallas Cowboys. There are three players who are out. They are Trey Smith.
That's a big one.
Tight end Noah Gray. And cornerback Chris Roland Wallace is also out with a back injury.
Those all hurt in different ways.
It is not clear if Isaiah Pacheco is going to see any time on the field. He did not receive an injury designation today, but he apparently suffered an MCL sprain last month.
He is insane. He will run through anything.
Mm.
Man, that's some pain right there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not the MCL. I'm just saying the players that were missing.
Yeah.
AAA projects at least 73 million people will travel by car this Thanksgiving, which is nearly 90% of Thanksgiving travelers and an additional 1.3 million people on the road compared to last year. Law enforcement agencies are begging you, please be patient on the road. The Smithville Police Department is using a recent incident to remind drivers that a minor traffic dispute can escalate quickly into a dangerous situation. Quoting here from Smithville Police Chief Jason Lockridge, we realize that construction zones slow traffic down and it does become congested, particularly during rush hour. And that can be trying. It's simple things like taking a deep breath and just not being in as much of a hurry. If we all get along on the road, we're all going to get where we're going. Go ahead, Sam.
Don't take it personally. I've never understood it.
I'll take that from anybody but you, middle finger.
Yeah, I'll flip them off and honk, but I get over it very quickly.
But you've already instigated the problem.
And those days are long gone where you can just honk at each other and make a finger gesture and move on. Like that, I mean.
It's personal.
Those
now.
Were the good old days. Like now somebody will, if you don't pull over, they'll pull you over.
Oh, I honked at somebody for 48 seconds last night.
48 seconds?
What? Yeah. They were taking an illegal left turn. They were in my way. I was in a hurry to get somewhere and I honked until they moved.
It went long honk.
Well, wow. I mean, I understand if they were doing wrong, yeah. Somebody needs to point it out.
I was telling them, you're right, Dan.
That's the worst thing you could have said.
I don't know. People have to learn.
Okay.
Okay, so the police department just told you, take a breath and count to 10. And you just said, honk for 48 seconds.
I didn't count to 10. I counted to 48, and I was breathing the whole time.
He leaned over and said, honey, set a timer. Honk.
Now, wait a minute. Was this after the show?
Yeah, I was down. I was going to pick up my girlfriend from work because her car was at the shop, and I had to take her to get her car, and Southwest Boulevard is down to one lane right now. And so I was sitting there on Southwest Boulevard, and this idiot with a literal no left turn sign right in front of his face was just sitting there. I sat through the green light once. Mm-hmm. Once is enough. The second time, he still tried to turn left, and he got the honk for 48 seconds.
You got to have patience. He was probably texting something really important.
I did have patience.
You got to let him finish that text.
He's probably owed this credit card company or something, trying to pay a bill.
Yeah.
You ever think of that?
He's probably TikToking.
But I didn't take it personal. Once he got out of my way, I kept driving, and I wasn't mad. For those 48 seconds, full disclosure, I was mad.
No, wait, hang on for a second here, Slim, and I know we got to get to break. What was the one word that you said to me at the end? Sam and I have a morning phone call every day. What was the word that you said instead of goodbye yesterday?
Positivity?
Yeah.
Just because I preach it doesn't mean I follow it.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Story here from the AP, the Campbell's Company. You guys heard about this controversy?
Yeah. Campbell's. They keep stepping on it.
Said it has placed one of its executives on leave while it investigates claims that he made racist comments and mocked the company's products and customers in an audio recording. Martin Bally, Campbell's Vice President of Information Technology, was named in a lawsuit filed last week by Robert Garza, a former Campbell's employee. The lawsuit was filed in Michigan, where both men live, blah, blah, blah. The company's headquartered in New Jersey. In the lawsuit, Garza claimed that he met with Bally in November of 2024 to discuss his salary. During the meeting, which Garza allegedly recorded, Bally, the vice president, described Campbell's as, quote, highly processed food for poor people. Garza claimed that Bally made racist remarks about Indian workers, whom he called idiots. Garza said Bally also told him that he often went to work high after consuming marijuana.
Sounds like a stand-up guy.
Why are we waiting for the termination?
Yeah, when does that decision come down?
Now, with regard to the racist comments, obviously, bye.
Going to work high, that's not good.
Well, as long as he was doing his job.
Saying that your product is for poor people.
That's the one I have the least problem with.
Oh, I have a problem with that. I mean, then put it on the label, champ. Like, you know.
That's what I ate when I was poor. Whip up some rice, dump some Campbell's Chunky on top. That was a gourmet meal.
Yeah, but it's, well, and this guy recorded him without him knowing it.
Not necessarily illegal, depending on the state. I don't know what the rules are in Michigan.
But it's just something, as someone in charge, you wouldn't say out loud.
One would think if I'm meeting with a terminated employee, or one who's asking for a salary increase, and I'm not going to give it
someone
to you.
Someone who there might be tension with.
I might be loath to say things like, I don't know, our product is for poor people, and Indian people are idiots?
Michigan is a one-party consent state.
Okay, so he had every right to do it.
No, he's got to go, especially if those things get out. I mean, you can think those things, you can say them in closed doors, but Right. Yeah, if you're dumb enough that the whole world knows that you said those things, bye.
It reminds me of the time years ago, Bo Pelini, who was the head coach of the University of Nebraska.
Right.
And nothing happens in Nebraska outside of Memorial Stadium on a Saturday. And Bo Pelini was doing a coach's show one night. And he was a winning coach. Nebraska, I almost said we. I don't play for the team, even though they're my favorite. Nebraska was going to bowl games at the time.
Yeah, they were a program.
Yes. And slowly but surely getting back to being a program now. We had about 10 years of the dark ages. But Bo Pelini did his coach's show, and the show is over, and the mic is still hot, and he starts ripping Nebraska fans. These people have nothing else going on in their lives. They're idiots. They have nowhere to be on a Saturday except Memorial Stadium. And Bo Pelini was not long for Lincoln. He's
gone. You can't come back from
that. You can't. Uh-uh. You can't criticize the customer. You know? I mean, not that I feel this way, because I don't. You and I have had this conversation off the air just today. If we went to a commercial break and my mic was left on and I go, oh, these listeners are idiots. These listeners are so stupid. I don't think I'm going to be long for KMBZ.
Yeah. Which makes all the sense in the world. Like, you can't be that guy.
You have to recognize, and you have to respect who the real boss is. I remember it was either a program director previous or two previous. I can't remember, but I went into his office. He was mad at me one day, and I don't know if he was joking or not, but he goes, "You're fired." And I go, "You don't get to make that decision." And he goes, "Excuse me?" And I go, and I pointed out his window at traffic. And I said, "They get to make that decision. They're my real boss, not you."
Right.
And he goes, "I guess you're right." You have to respect the customer.
Yeah.
You know, and the old adage that the customer is always right, I don't know that that's necessarily true, but you at least have to respect the people that pay your salary, that put food on your table.
From the text line, "Come on, guys, Campbell's is bougie. Poor people buy best choice."
That's right.
You buy black and white cans that just say soup.
soup. From like Trader Joe's. You ever see, back in my drinking days, I went in there one time to buy a six-pack. I heard their six-pack of beer was really good.
Yeah.
It's not. It's terrible. But have you ever seen a six-pack of Trader Joe's beer?
Yeah.
It just says, it's a white can, black letters, beer. I wonder what's in it.
I'm not, I have to say, I mean, my wife will be mad at me. I'm not a giant fan of, she goes to grocery store on Sundays and she goes to Trader Joe's. She drives from Lee Summit over to Trader Joe's.
And
I went one time with her and it was just not my crowd. It felt like they won't let you check out unless you're wearing Lululemon pants is what it felt like.
TJ's is very overwhelming.
It was too much for me. I couldn't take it.
Well, dress like an unmade bed.
Well, when I'm dressed like a 9-year-old is about to paint a big school project.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I've walked out of one movie in my life and one concert. And this was the one.
The Foo Fighters.
You walked out of Foo Fighters?
Not because I don't like them.
Right.
Love the Foo Fighters. It was so loud, I thought my ears were going to burst.
Was that the show at T-Mobile?
Yep. When it used to be the Sprint Center.
Yeah, I went to that show. It was a loud show, but I wasn't down. Were you down low?
No, we were up in the rafters.
Yeah, see, I was.
We had the cheap
seats. Second row of the upper level, but it was loud.
And I don't know if it was the echo in the Sprint Center, the sound bouncing off the walls or whatever. I was dating a guy. This would have been pre-2014.
Were you in the rafters on the side or on the end?
In the back.
On the side?
In the back.
Like straight on facing the stage.
Yeah, okay, facing the stage. But we were not at the very last row, but probably like five rows from the top. And I remember because I was dating a gal named Mel, and they were about seven or eight songs in. I'm loving it. Dave Grohl's killing it. I don't remember if they brought on the guest guitarist yet or not, like they always do.
Yeah.
But I just remember this show is incredible. But I almost could feel my ears bleeding. It was that loud. And finally, I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her and I said, "I can't believe I'm saying this, but do you mind if we leave?" I said, "I can't hear a damned thing."
If you'd have called me, I'd have brought you the earmuffs I would give to my son when we go to Monster Jam.
Thanks. Didn't know you were there.
Didn't. It was a loud show.
Oh my God. It was the loudest show I've ever been to.
I've done that before. I went to, took my son to see Seether at the Midland, and it was so loud. And I didn't bring any kind of ear protection, and it was hurting him. And I'm half deaf, but it was even hurting me. And we stayed for like six or seven songs and
just couldn't take it. Neither one
could take it.
Yeah. Oh, I take earplugs to every single concert I go to.
My brother does. But see, I've tried that, Sam and Jake. I've tried that. Excuse me. But the muffled sound of the music takes away from the experience.
Sounds like you're listening to the show underwater.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it doesn't sound right.
And my brother and I go, we've been to countless concerts together over the last, four decades. And he always puts earplugs in. And I cannot do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm losing anything. And every once in a while, I'll pull one out and, you know, listen for 5 or 6 seconds and I'll put it back in. I really don't. But one time I went to a show in Lawrence in a tiny little bar and my buddy was promoting it. So I went to support him and it was me and my buddy and this rock band and massive speakers. And they turned those things up to 11.
Well, wait, were you like, was it Spinal Tap?
No.
Were you the only two people in the place?
Other than the bartender and the band.
It was a friends and family show.
Literally, it was just us two.
So there were more people in the band than there was in the audience.
That is correct.
And what was the name of the band?
Lily. They're a very small band. You wouldn't know them.
Lily?
Yeah. Two eyes.
They're still a very small band.
They turned it up to 11. And I sat there for 2 hours, and I don't think I heard anything correctly for 2 months after that. And I didn't have ear protection. And after that, I swore earplugs at every single concert.
I'll be darned. Even like country shows?
Well, like I went to Chris Stapleton, and I was up in the rafters, and that was perfect. But I still bring them, just in case.
Like I went and saw George Strait a handful of years ago when he was in town. It was pre-COVID, so it was more than a handful of years. And it was like I was, and he was great, you know, I mean, he's George Strait, right? But it was like I was sitting in my living room with the stereo on, like, three. I almost wanted him to turn it up.
It was pretty quiet.
You were fighting to hear the show, yeah.
I was one section away from you. I kept trying to wave at you, and you didn't wave back.
Well, if you were one section away from me, you could have come over and said hello.
Anyway.
Mom, Dad. Don't fight.
We're not fighting. Remember, Sam, positivity.
Coming up, mixtape.
Yeah, we are going to play mixtape.
We'll blow some eardrums.
That'll be fun. Actually, I had to change one of my selections because Jake is way too close to the fence.
Oh, the old double dip, huh? Uh-huh.
So I ended up having, I'm going to change it, but I think... Well, now I know what I'm going to play.
Oh, you're going to play Lily.
Nope.
Two eyes.
I'm going to play these cats.
Oh, there you go. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
Story here from Fox 4. Police in Olathe are looking for four suspects who investigators say robbed someone at gunpoint during a Facebook Marketplace transaction. The police department is sending a strong warning. As we approach the holidays, more people will be buying things, duh. And unfortunately, that means more thefts. They also have a message about when you're buying from these private sellers, how to do it as safely as possible. According to investigators, the robbery happened Monday at a park on the south side of Olathe.
Red flag number one.
Yep. Meet me in a park. A man had arranged to meet someone he connected with on Facebook Marketplace. During the transaction, one of the individuals pulled a gun, assaulted the victim, stole the items, and took off.
Yeah, it's going to be the fourth bench on the left side of the walking trail, particularly the spot where the trees cover the most, so you can't see anything.
Ever bought anything on Facebook Marketplace?
I have not, but I've seen. Well, do they have places, designated places? Don't they like
police some parking lots?
Police parking lots. No, I one time was at the Lowe's in Lee Summit and pulled in on like it must have been a Saturday morning. And parked, and I parked a little ways out, and there was a lady that parked next to me, and she was like super leery, like looking over to see what I was doing. And then I got out of the truck and started to walk up there, and she got out and came to me because she was buying a stereo or headsets or something from a guy, and she wasn't sure if I was the guy. And I was like, well, that seems safe to just approach everybody in the parking lot if they're the person who's
with money,
in your hand.
Hey, I'm looking to buy that stereo. Here's my $900.
I've got a purse full of cash. Stranger, are you the one?
Dude, I will never, ever buy anything on Facebook Marketplace.
See, I use Marketplace all the time, and I've never had I say never.
You're also 6'5" and muscular.
I did pull up to a house one time. It's always the electronics that are the sketchiest. I pulled up to a house one time. I was trying to buy a couple of Xbox controllers, and... let's just say there were a number of signs that told me to go ahead and depress the gas pedal as hard as I could. And I didn't stop, and I did not buy those devices, because why do you need five people to sell me an Xbox controller?
The only thing I ever almost bought online like, for, you know, not like from Amazon or anything, but you know what I'm saying, from somebody here in town, is when I first got divorced in 2009, or it was 2010. I just bought the house in Roland Park, and I needed a washer and dryer. And Brenniger and I, we found this guy online somewhere. I can't remember where. I remember it was in KCK, but I don't remember exactly where.
That was back in the day of Craigslist, baby.
Yeah, it might have been. Might have been, or Angie's, or whatever they are. I don't know. Yeah, Craigslist, I think it was. And we got the address, and we're following the directions to go there. And I can't remember what street we were on, what part of KCK we were in. But I remember we were on a main north and west street, or north and south street, and we turned west. And the first sign I saw was no outlet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going in, you ain't coming out.
You're immediately pinned in, yeah.
Right. And we're and it was a long street with a cul-de-sac at the end, right? And there was the washer and dryer, and there were six dudes who looked like they just got out of prison.
Yeah.
And I just remember we were driving in Brenniger's truck, and here we go, and we're probably like 200 feet away from these guys, 100 feet maybe. And I go, I think this is a good time to turn around.
Yeah.
That's when you say, oh, sorry, wrong house.
And we pulled into somebody else's driveway and turned around. And let's just say I went to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Smart.
But you have to know what you're doing. And I'm not trying to victim blame here in any way, shape, or form. No, but you need to know what you're doing, and you need to know what signs to look for to know whether or not it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you don't bring the cash in with you. If you have to go into somebody's home to look at the item, you leave the cash in your vehicle. If they're going to rob you, what are they going to rob you for? Your pants? Like, okay.
Or your life.
But yeah. I went to go buy the gym set that's now in my garage, and it was in somebody's garage in the basement of their home. And he was like, yeah, you can just pull behind the house. And I could tell that it was kind of a one entrance, one exit situation. And I was like, why don't I walk back there and take a look first? Because right. Same thing. You don't want to get pinned in.
Let's push stop on the tape here. We need three judges and three alternates. We're going to do mixtape here in just a moment. Three judges, three alternates, 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, we've got our judges. We need some alternates, though, in case somebody drops off. But Susan, Lucy, and Mike, you guys hang tight. We're going to get everybody in. We're going to play a little game of mixtape here on this day before Thanksgiving with Jake the Phone Snake Jeffries. Let's go to our first one. Susan in Leawood. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you today?
We're doing well. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, here is your category. I hope you like heavy metal a little bit. Hard rock, heavy metal? Yes. Okay, great.
Perfect.
Here is your category. If you had but one metal song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would it be? Okay?
Okay.
All right, here is song number one. Ooh, that's a good one. AC/DC's Back in Black. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is song number two. Ooh, that's a classic. Enter Sandman by Metallica, Susan. And here is song number three. All right, there it is, Skid Row with Youth Gone Wild. So is it AC/DC's Back in Black, Enter Sandman by Metallica, or Skid Row, Youth Gone Wild?
I have to go with AC/DC.
You're going
to
go with Back in Black. And Jake, thanks you.
Congratulations.
Let's go to Lucy in Lee Summit. Lucy, hello.
Hello.
Are you ready for your category?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go. Thanks for playing, by the way, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
You just won a ticket to a private show with 50 other people in an intimate setting. What band or artist do you have play this intimate setting? They can be alive or dead, okay?
Okay.
All right, here is artist or band number one. Ooh, John Mayer. Okay, all right.
All right.
Here is, Lucy, artist or band number two. Can't go wrong with that. Prince, Purple Rain. Remember, you're picking the artist, not the song, okay?
Right.
All right. Here is artist or band number three. Okay, there they are. John Mayer, Prince, or Queen?
That's an easy one for me. I'm going with Queen.
You're going with Queen?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely.
My original choice was Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and I changed, Lucy, because I thought you would like John Mayer.
Wow. What? Chicks can't handle Queen?
I didn't say that.
All right. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you today, my friend?
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Here we go. Here is your category. You got the best one of the day. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
You as well.
You're having a deep, wet kiss. Do you want me to slow that down for you?
Yeah. Wet your lips.
You're having a deep...
Really, put your NPR voice on with it.
I am. you're having a deep, wet kiss, Mike, while ocean waves gently splash over you and your significant other. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, here is song number one. Wham, Careless Whisper. Here is song number two. All right, all right, all right. Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. And here is song number three. All right, Mike, there it is. Is it Wham's Careless Whisper, Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, or Elvis Presley Can't Help Falling in Love?
So, crazy story. I'm going to have to go with Wham on this one because that was actually the song that was playing the first time a girl asked me to skate with her at the skating rink.
So you're going with Wham.
I'm going with Wham.
Thank you. The score was Scott 2, Jake, the newcomer, Phone Snake, 1, Sam, Goose Eggs.
I'm just happy we all had a good time.
Who knew that Wham?
Those were some good songs.
And you took him right back to like B&D roller.
You got real lucky on that one.
Skate City.
Skate City, baby.
Skate City, man.
Wham was the weakest choice of the three.
I actually agree with you on that one. All right, quick break for the news. Dan's got that in 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.